stolen car collided with a truck in Shepparton. And another anxious wait for homeowners today with the Reserve Bank meeting to make a call on interest rates. Most economists predicting the board will not follow the lead of central banks in the United States, Canada and Europe, which have cut their cash rates. Your sport check coming up in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Aussies are in the box seat to take out the ODI series against England. We won the first game by 7 wickets at Trent Bridge and the second by 68 runs at Headingley. Victory at Riverside tonight would give us an unbeatable 3-0 lead. And the Melbourne Storm want Victorians to get behind the NRL team with no Melbourne teams in the AFL Grand Final. The Kiss Cast is coming up next.
Having a Grand Final party? Shop Lombard for your official AFL balloons, flags, posters, mobiles and tableware. And get your AFL party started. Lombard.com.au.
Cloudy with chance of showers tonight, a top of 23 degrees. Tomorrow, rain easing and 15, then a shower or two on Thursday. Right now in Werribee, it's 11. In Dandenong, it's 10. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Okay. We'll do it live. I'll rate it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Broadcasting live. Get your hands up. Across Australia. Woo! And around the world.
Worldwide. Radio hosts Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle and
Jackie O. Dominated the airwaves.
How did Kyle and Jackie O come out on top? Kyle and Jackie O ran a cock pageant.
I'm so jealous. A show in Australia called the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are who we are.
This is Katy Perry.
You guys are always worth it. It's always fun talking to you because you never know what kind of trouble you're going to get into when you talk to Kyle and Jackie.
It's the Kid Leroy.
Thank you for having me, man. I want to say too, this is a big deal for me because growing up in Australia, you guys are the shit. You know, you guys are the shit.
J-Lo, what's up? Hi.
Hello. You know, I fell in love with the love of my life. In my mind, I always had it like, oh, that was kind of the one.
Oh, that gave me goosebumps. Oh.
Breaking news, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are divorcing.
Oh, my God.
At home to whatever this is.
Wow, okay.
It can't even follow a simple conversation.
Well, I'm sorry.
Let's talk about our feelings now.
My feelings when you didn't understand that, I thought, how can I be with someone who just doesn't follow basic conversation?
Please. Oh, stop
pooing
anyone that talks about emotion.
It's not fun.
The biggest giveaways ever.
You get a holiday.
Oh, my God, $100,000. You get a car.
You get a car that's 15 cars in one day.
Oh, my
God. It's unlocked. They have won a brand new house, everyone.
Jackie O Show.
Let's get it started. How are we feeling? Make some noise.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
Listening to another station at 6 a.m. is like dog shit.
Talk to Carlson.
Okay, I can see why you're number one in Australia.
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
The end of boring radio.
Kyle, for
sake. Sorry, though.
Just like.
I didn't fart.
Keep it in.
The golden microphone. Is on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Good
guys.
Morning, everyone.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good
actually,
morning, 6 o'clockers.
Hey, 6 o'clockers, do the salute.
Hello, staff.
Salute.
Hello, guys.
Morning.
How are you all? You all look very well. Everyone's here today. That's nice.
Well, actually, I was going to ask if any of the guys got in trouble.
Why?
Well, you, Bruno, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We're very adamant that men cheat and you just kind of have to accept that.
Oh,
and
I then don't it, recall any
And
of
then
this.
If you're going on a bucks party, pretty much 10 out of 10 men will cheat given the chance. And I got text messages from friends whose husbands were even commenting on that segment.
What were they saying?
Saying, oh,
Kyle, disagreeing strongly.
Kyle and Jackie O have caused many divorces probably.
No. Listen, if you're listening, not your dude. But a lot of his friends.
I was talking about straight men, Jackie. Yeah. So
whatever, Brooklyn.
I'm out of
whatever.
Bruno, you look all sullen. Did you get in trouble?
I got in so much trouble for two things. One of them, you know, being Mr.
how cheating's great. Like, and so I got mad at her and I said, you're banned from ever listening to Kyle and Jackie ever again. And I stormed out of the car and I got rid of Kiss from her presets.
She'll never find it now.
So she's not allowed to listen anymore.
What did she say that you sound like? What's her issue?
She's like, our kids' friends' parents listen. Yeah, and I said, you know, maybe I went a bit over the top, but I was like, I'm a performer. You know, like, this is what I do. And, yeah. So we ended up
that,
really
that is
bad.
A stretch.
You cannot put it under the performer banner.
No, that's definitely what yesterday was. Yeah. A performance,
yeah,
Jackie.
That's right. There was no facts backing it up.
Yeah, but then I had to do the thing which I'm pretty sure every other guy would have done, where I was like, like every other guy cheats except for me,
You know what? I know there are a few blokes out there, you know, well, a large majority that aren't doing the wrong thing. Because they got no game. These blokes have got no game. Yeah, they're the flops. The flops of
life. The Ned Flanders, you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dakely. Whatever you want. I won't go to the Bucks. Dakely won't go to the Bucks.
Well, anyway.
I did find a guy and a girl chatting, top secret guy code, on a woman's podcast.
Yeah.
And he says within seconds a guy knows after meeting a woman which category to put her in. Within 60 seconds.
60
Do you want to hear
seconds.
The fellas?
It's not just us. Yeah.
It's internationals. Roll that tape.
Automatically, a guy puts a girl in one of three categories. Fuck, marry, friend.
Yep.
How long does it take you to realize that?
60 seconds.
60 seconds?
60 seconds.
What makes you decide that? How do you know when a girl's just like, I want to hook up?
Like, she's more touchy.
How do you know when someone's ready to date?
It feels more like of a chase. Where like she's giving you a little bit, but not enough to make you think that like, you're only going to be hooking up.
And the friend is just...
The distance is further apart. She's throwing you hints like you're going to make a great boyfriend one day.
Yeah, right. And then there's the fourth one. Give that one a wide berth. No one... There's more than three. And you do realize immediately. It's not even a conscious thought. You just know.
But
would
is
I
that...
bang that? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Would I marry that one? Yep. Or is that like a girlfriend? Yeah. Or you're not interested whatsoever.
But it's obviously not often you would think I'm going to marry that one.
No,
like
that's the rare woman. Yeah. And there's,
what makes
there is
that
no,
the rare woman?
Well,
you
there
reckon?
Is no, there's no recipe to follow.
It's
that's
everyone's
what
different, aren't they? Yeah. Mm. Hey, the iPhone update. Oh my God, you can create your own emojis.
I don't
any
use emojis.
Emoji you you're want. You can create it.
Babe, you're a grown woman.
That's the most exciting feature.
That's the most exciting feature to me. Do you know how many times I do something, I go, wouldn't it be great if they had this emoji? And
how
they
on
never
earth,
do?
How on earth do you, how do you make an emoji?
So you, it's an AI thing. So this is what the update is all about. It's all AI generated.
Right.
And so you can just say, make me emoji of a dog wearing a scarf in the snow. Boom. You'll get an emoji.
I've been using the eye tracking feature where instead of like using your fingers like a commoner to use your phone, you just use your eyeballs.
Hang on, what?
What's going on?
Yeah, it's heaps easier.
Wait.
You just look at the phone.
This is like having a chip in your head. I can control the phone.
Elon Musk made that chip in your head so you can control screens with your eyes, but Apple just did it in the iPhone update.
Hang on. So you're telling me I can look at my phone. And then what? What happened?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I just turned off eye tracking. Now you've got to, like, recalibrate it.
But so, hang on. Thank do you. I just move my update. Eyes in the direction I want? Like, let's say I want to open an app. Can it do that without
me touching
it?
You just look at the app. I don't even know about this, but I'm imagining you look at the app and then it opens.
But what if I look at, like, five different apps?
I tell you what, it's going to be a real problem. You won't be able to stop looking at the porn there, and that's going to keep popping up, right?
Oh, I don't have an app for the porn, though.
Oh, you just go on the website.
Yeah.
Old school mama.
Private browsing.
And I think they're selling this as a feature for people with no hands and arms.
Oh,
like,
well,
it's not a...
Oh, that's got to appeal to a few. Yeah. That's certainly not a swoop.
Yeah,
maybe a lot of soldiers and stuff.
I don't know why
they
can
use that.
They're not putting it out for everyone so
Wait,
much.
But like, yeah, I mean, it is for everyone. But maybe they're just trying to show that they're doing a good thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know. But so, yeah, so you've got the eyes that
I don't
you
think
can,
it's going to work.
I don't know how it can work, to be honest, because my eyes dart all over the place.
Yeah, like what if you're a tweaker? Like you're gonna I don't.
And what if you're just looking at your phone, but you don't want to open that app, but you've just looked at the app, and now suddenly it's opening
late,
up.
Too late.
Okay, ready? Here we go. I'm looking.
Well, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, but hang on. It's calibrated to my eyes.
Oh. Oh, that, and then, sorry. Okay, so it's highlighting the app but not opening it. Then how do you open it? What did you do to do that?
He blinked. He blinked.
Oh, so my it, so God, when you look guys, at it, this is mental.
When you look at it, it comes up like you want to open it. Then yes. You look at it again. Is that right, Bruno? And then it opens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane. Did anyone ever think that was coming so soon?
I've never thought about it. Even hearing about it, I don't care. I saw something on the TV and I ordered it and it's arrived. I forgot I even ordered it. Pass it over thing. Lego, right,
yeah,
have put out a live FM AM radio for 18 plus.
Yeah.
You have to be out. You can't be 14 putting this together. It's illegal.
Oh, you have to put it together.
I don't know why. Why would they be making it 18 plus? Is it R rated or something?
Couldn't it be 16 plus?
So build a radio out of Lego and it works.
Yeah. That's right. It's an actual working radio.
You'd be building it around the internal system.
And because I love old radios and I thought, shit, I'm going to get that Lego. Forgot it's here now. Peter, I want you to put it together. If you put it together before the end of the show, I'll give you $1,000 because I ain't putting this together ever at my place.
$1,000 would be amazing, but I'm not a Lego person. I'm not that
me
kid
neither.
At school could ever do Lego whatsoever.
Yeah, how hard could it be?
Hang on, does it come... I've never done Lego either. Does it come with instructions like IKEA?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah, it'd have to have some instructions.
Oh, you'll be fine, Peter.
No, that's all of my friends did Lego. They had all the instructions. I was never part of that cool group.
Can you ring
school.
Hamish from the Lego Masters?
Yes, great idea.
It. Just ring him now. He'll be up. What else has he got to do?
Mm-hmm.
He's already doing Lego now, so I think this will be fun. But
it's a nice-looking radio, very retro and cute.
You can't do Lego, Peter? Is that what you're saying? You just can't do it?
My brain says no when it comes to Lego, but I'll have a go.
How long does it say it should take? Does it say that on the box? Like, roughly?
Look, batteries included for once. Oh, sorry, hang on, where's it saying?
Batteries included.
Yeah, that never happens. God. Good on you, Lego. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know how long it takes. It's all in... give it to Peter.
Yeah, Hamish isn't answering either, so this could take a while.
Well, just
ringing
make a start.
Over and over and over and over again until he answers.
Will do.
Make a start. You can do it. I have faith in you, Peter. It's $1,000.
If it could help, he does nothing.
No,
so.
No help.
Look at him. Nothing.
Oh,
still
and...
Cooper, you don't have to answer phones, do you?
No.
So you just sit out there, like, what, waiting for the next ticket man, or, like, what happens?
What's that got to do? Ticket man got to do with anything?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's not nothing
so what
to do
you,
with Cooper.
So what do you do?
Me, I just sit out here with my headphones on and wait to be spoken to add one. Is that funny, is it, Nat?
Yeah, sorry.
I'll tell you what he does. He spends the entire morning impersonating me to other people.
Tradie vs. Ladies next. If you want to play, 13-1065. This morning here at KISS.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call, and whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall.
That's Cyril here at Kiss FM. You're on the air, Kyle, Jackie, morning.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, welcome to Tradie vs. Lady.
Let's introduce you to Anthony and Angelina, playing for the tradies and the ladies here.
Hi, guys. You sound like a couple almost.
I know.
Anthony and Jackie.
Except there's a massive age difference. Anthony's 52 and Angelina's 19.
Nothing wrong with that. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's right. Age is just a number, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I am absolutely. Legal.
Yeah. You're legal, Angelina,
she's
you said.
Legal.
See, now, that's the sort of girl I like to hear. None of these, like, oh, he's too old type of girls. You don't know what you're missing out. Anthony, what have you got going on in your life, brother? You well?
I'm great, thanks, Kyle.
Married, and you got a
kid. I'm married. I've got three beautiful teenage daughters.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
I'm absolutely ready for the quiz.
That's good.
Yeah, I actually spoke to you guys when my first daughter was born 18 years ago. And,
wow.
Is that right?
Really? What did you...
I was bringing her home from hospital and, we had quite the chat. And,
oh, my God. What a wonderful memory.
Oh, my God. Can you believe here we are 18 years later?
We're still here. How good is Jackie? Jackie's looking better now than she did, and I think that I may not be looking as good as I used to.
I never know what I look like at what era, you know? Like, 18 years ago, I could have been going through also another up, down, who knows?
Oh, definitely there'd be an up, down in there.
And Kyle, I'm so glad you took my advice back then, and you're a dad yourself now.
I didn't run into it. I didn't rush after that advice.
At least he got there, though.
Yeah, I just really thought my was dead, is what I thought. Yeah. I thought, oh, I'm spitting out blanks here.
Yeah, no, but no.
But I was shooting up, like, I was almost... It's like, you know, an Alec Baldwin type, just shooting blanks here, there, everywhere. But no, they were live rounds.
Yeah.
Same problem as Alec.
Practice makes perfect, mate.
That's what I think. Oh, there we were, 18 years ago, Jackie, up on the screen. Yeah,
oh,
you're rootable.
Yeah.
And I look like I might have been in Blink 182 or something like that.
Yeah, you had the...
What's going on with the hair?
The hair straightener going on.
Oh,
really?
I did too.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know what a hair straightener was.
Blonde tips hair straightener. That was your vibe.
I think I started the trend, really.
Yeah, because look at the guys behind you in the crowd.
Oh, my God, it looks like Limp Bizkit behind
you. Yeah, they're all doing it.
Hey,
that guy looks like he's wearing a pearl necklace. Oh, the shell ones.
Oh,
that's what he's wearing.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Only your hoppos and people like that at Bondi Rescue can pull a shell necklace off. Like, if a guy came to you with a shell necklace, Jackie, would you be like,
No.
It'd be a no.
Yeah, it'd be a no.
What, someone like Jason Momoa?
Oh, no, that would
work. Walks
out
of the ocean with a shell necklace and nothing else, and you're like, nah.
You know, I was running past the other day, and one of the lifeguards was yelling out to me to say hi, and I couldn't hear because I had my AirPods in.
You can't have AirPods. You got to listen for moments.
No, you got to listen to music. And so he was yelling out louder and louder, and then he got on the megaphone, I think.
What was he,
I still didn't hear.
Are you sure he was yelling out at you, not warning about sharks?
No, because he messaged me to say that's what happened. He said...
Hang on. A random lifesaver's got a text.
I already follow him. Like, we follow each other. I don't know how we ended up following each other ages ago.
I'll tell you how.
Oh, it doesn't work like that, Kyle. It's not like someone follows you when they're trying to hit on you. They're just following you because you come up in their feed.
That's bullshit.
No,
blokes only follow women they want to inject their penis into.
Well, then that means
no other.
I've got... I don't know how many followers I've got, but whatever. I've got hundreds of thousands of men.
That's right. And all of them want to stick their dick in.
No, Kyle.
I'm telling you,
Kyle,
it's true.
It's not. It doesn't work like that.
That's not how you work. That's how men work. What is a man following you for? What have you got on offer? Apart
photos
from
of me and Kitty.
I don't think that's... Well, Anthony, you don't follow Jackie, do you, Anthony?
Ah, she's my favourite radio host.
Yeah, but you're not sniffing around on the Instagram, looking at zooming in on the bikini shots and everything, are you?
I love her besties page.
That's different. The besties page, that's a different thing. Because
I'm a happily married man of 22 years,
you've
mate.
You've got teenage daughters and you look at someone...
Watch what I say.
Yeah, I agree. And you look at Jackie and you think, she's not a whore, so she's worth, you know, looking into.
You're
teenage girls. You want to protect those girls for their whole life. I'm glad I don't have girls.
What else do we need to know about Anthony?
Oh, his favourite sex position is the spread eagle.
Yeah.
Run us through that, Anthony.
Spread eagle. So deep penetration, regularly satisfying. The wife loves it. She doesn't have to do too much. So she relaxes.
She lays there like a Portuguese chicken, and you do everything.
I'm on the knees, and she's just loving it. Got us three beautiful daughters, and kept us happily married for 22 years.
Yes, he keeps saying this as if he's trying to convince himself.
Kyle, I won't lie. I love the 69er every now and then too. But you know, we wouldn't have had any kids with a 69er.
No, that's right. Hey. Eventually, got to go in the right spot.
Yeah.
69's always fun. Weighing in at 75 kilos. Hang on. Oh, there's one more stat. He has type 1 diabetes, and often, whilst he's rooting his missus, his sugar levels crash, and he's been known to pass out and wake up with his wife resuscitating him. Weighing in at 75 kilos, it's F*** me dead, Anthony! Oh, I love it. I hope you just beeped out the F there. I hope you didn't beep out the dead. Like the girls sometimes have their finger on the button too long.
Too much.
It's not a clitoris. It's a beeping button.
Angelina, she is a dental assistant and drives a Mazda 6. And you've been with your boyfriend for 3 years.
Wow,
so
that's serious.
Yeah, that is.
Man, you're only 19. You've been with each other since school, right?
16.
Yeah,
man.
We've known each other for 10 years since school.
That's cute. Wow. Yeah.
Is he your only fella?
Is my only what?
Fella.
Guy that you've been with.
Yeah, only dude you've hooked up with.
Yeah, only one.
That you didn't have like...
And for the rest of the...
You didn't have a break or anything like that, and you know, there's like and that's wonderful.
I only liked him when he got a girlfriend himself. So,
so you didn't like him until he got someone else, and then you wanted him. And how'd you get him? How'd you get him away from that other girl?
Just a coincidence. They broke up, and I was like, okay, he's up for grabs.
Got it.
Wow. What else do we need to know? How does she like the route?
She's missionary, this one. And is an eshe. You're an eshe. You wear the TNs. You're always off your face at raves.
You're an eshe, Angelina.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole spec.
Oh, my God, man. I didn't even know chicks could be eshes. I knew the little eshe fellas running around.
I didn't know.
Of course there's eshe chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to send a photo in so we can have a look at you. I need to familiarise myself with the eshe lady.
Yeah.
All right. I'll show you my red fit as well.
Your what?
Wear my rave fit.
Oh, right. Okay. What you wear to the raves.
TN, bum bag.
Now, little Alfie's nodding away. Are you an eshe, Alfie, or what are you?
Nah, cuz, I'm not an eshe.
What are you?
Nah, just a normal kid. I don't like TNs, bro. I'm not about that. I like my Yeezys, man.
You like your Yeezy. Yeah. You're a high-end
SJ. That's right, cuz. Baller.
Yeah. And do you know what an SJ chick looks like? Like, I've never seen one, but I'm
fascinated. Bro, I see them all the time at the kebab shops, at the shawarma shop.
They're hot, these chicks, right?
Oh, yeah. They're always hot.
So would you have sex with an SJ chick, or would she not be into you because you're not an SJ?
I could be an SJ sometimes, but 100% I'll have sex with her.
Okay, Angelina, if you weren't with your bloke, would you see a normal guy, or are you only interested and attracted to other SJs?
Nah, like SJs. I like the hard style
types. Hard, like a hard bloke, like no muckery.
Yeah.
None of these soft, the bitches.
Nah, no pussy over here.
Yeah, no pussy over
here. My God, yeah.
Yeah,
loving it.
Jackie, maybe you can be an SA next month.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You know how Jackie changes every month?
Yep. That might be
this
my
month,
new thing.
This month, she's her Fendi catwalk girl. Next month, SA rat. Oh, look it.
All right, weighing in at 54 kilos, it's SA lad, Angelina. Yeah!
You know what? I used to be quite, when I'd go on and look at porn, like back in the years ago, I was always, I don't know why, but I'd look at emo porn, the emo chicks.
Really?
I don't know what it was.
Oh, that wouldn't be my choice.
Maybe because they were troubled.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't say much about me as a human, does it?
Well, it sounds like you like to take advantage.
It does, doesn't it? It does.
Yeah.
But then I was troubled as well, so maybe trouble...
Oh, well, that's what it is.
Trouble meets trouble.
Yep. You can connect over that.
Yeah, I'd hate for that to be out there, like that I'm just looking for mentally troubled people. Although that does make sense. I'm going through. I'm 40 back in my head. I'm like tick, 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 tick. Everyone's got problems though, right?
Everyone, Kyle. Okay, everyone.
Can I ask Angelina more questions?
Yeah.
Is that a...
No, that's just an emo.
I was going to say, that bitch is gross.
Nah, you said you liked emos.
Yeah, but not fat, disgusting emos. There you go. There's a better one. Yeah. Okay, ready, Angelina? Question number one for you. Describe what a gimlet is used for on a job site. A gimlet. What is that?
Is it like a drill?
Well,
to drill things in? I don't know.
Is it a drill? Well, it says here the answer, drilling small holes, mainly in wood, without splitting it.
Well, that'd have to be a correct.
You got that. Well done.
Oh, that was a wild guess.
Yeah, well, wildly
guessed right. Good work, Angelina.
Question number two. What energy drink brand has the flavour Mango Loco? Which one's that one? Mango Loco. Which energy drink?
V?
No, Monster.
Nah. How good's V, though?
What do you mean?
I'm into V. That's my new
into
Red
vagina.
Bull.
Vagina?
No. Drink.
Well, V's the same as...
Yeah, V's better than Red Bull, I've realised.
That's like saying, how good's Pepsi?
Yeah, I used to drink Coke. Right.
Same cereal.
Yeah.
Different. Drink. Like, question three. If you're eating a HSP for lunch with the boys, what are you eating? We're all eating an HSP with the fellas.
A whole snack pack.
You got it, baby.
Oh, babe, you killed it.
Oh, she was the perfect person to play
Two
today.
Out of three. Well done, Angelina.
Oh, she's good. She's good.
She may win this. Anthony's up now. Hey, Anthony, you ready, bro?
Anthony, you sound pretty switched
sure
on.
I am, guys.
So yeah. I'm worried about you,
He's a proper... This
I've
guy,
got this Jackie's three daughters, remember?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried
he's
about.
He's married. He's got three teenage daughters. He sounds like a fellow who listens. He sounds like he's not a dope.
No, I know.
So here we go.
It wouldn't surprise me if he got all three.
Here we go.
Anthony, describe what a UTI is.
Oh, piece of piss.
Urinary tract infection.
Yeah, that's a good father.
Okay, question number two. What does it mean if your period is black-ish in colour?
Oh. This sounds like a mum problem.
Blackish period.
Yeah, what is that? Has your daughter ever run out with a big pad with all black on it?
If I recall, I think it's when if period blood is black at the beginning or the end of the period.
Well, that is actually correct.
Wow. Two out of three, eh?
Two out of three.
They're saying that it came after the buzzer.
Yeah, it
did. Not that far. Yeah, but the guy stuttered. He stuttered. If maybe he's got a stutter. Yeah.
Okay, all I'm going to just say is remember this for next time.
What? Remember
if
what?
If this happens to the girls, I want you to remember that we gave you the point and that if you start the answer before the buzzer, but don't finish the answer until after, that's a win, okay?
For the win.
Okay, yep. If you can see a woman's VPL, what can you see?
A VPL?
Mm.
Oh, God. Yes, of course, visible panty line.
Yeah!
Oh, I'm sus on you.
Okay, what do you mean, Chief?
Pause everything. Here thinks he's Googling?
Not me.
Yep.
Every single person thinks he's Googling.
Yeah, all the girls. Hands
it
up,
it was
who's
obvious,
the slut?
Anthony.
You put your hand up.
I've got the phone on my ear. How am I Googling?
Yeah, whatever.
I've got three.
Listen.
I've got three teenage daughters. You don't think they talk about VPL?
You had no idea what VPL was, and then miraculously you knew. And then you didn't know about the black period, and then miraculously you had the perfect answer for it.
Well, that's what happens when you're dealing with a smart
man. A right answer is a perfect answer, Jackie.
You knew exactly to say the beginning and the end of the period. I didn't even know that, Anthony.
Yeah, but your period dried up months ago, didn't it?
I've got 52 years of experience.
You're full of it.
Can we start the song again, please?
Hey, the boys!
Woo! Here we go. What do we do?
We drink tall shit, fight, sing all night. Yeah, the boys.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
Enough is enough.
Make a painted promise to end violence against women and children. Sign up or donate at polishman.com. Together we can create a safer future. The Monash hosting a crash outbound just after High Street. The right-hand lane closed. Speed to 40. Delays inbound as everyone slows for a look as well, particularly in that right lane delay as well back past East Melbourne Station. Elsewhere, brake lights at the Calder City-bound approaching Green Gully Road, the Western Freeway from Barrows Road to Hopkins Road, and also the Princess Line, just a hint around the Point Cook Bend. Works continue through Burwood on the Burwood Highway City-bound after Station Street. It's down to one lane through that stretch near the uni, speeds 40, and works to Point Cook's Knives Road, close to Point Cook Road, take Dunnings Road. Melbourne will set the pace. An unmissable Formula One season opener, Formula One Australian Grand Prix 2025. Tickets on sale October 8 at grandprix.com.au. The Kisscast, mostly cloudy, at top of 23 today. Right now, it's 10 degrees. It's Andy. Here's traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor. We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it all.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear cherries and the bells are ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hits music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
With the American Express Platinum Card, you could get used to this.
Hey, you have to see this view.
Elevate your next trip with $450 to spend on travel each year. Search Amex Platinum today. See website for details. Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles Trade Club members now get a significant everyday discount on fuel at all Shell stations. Yes, not only do National Tiles Trade Club members get big discounts on tiles, adhesives and tools, as well as our exclusive free two-hour express delivery, but now National Tiles Trade Club members get a significant everyday discount off fuel at all Shell service stations. National Tiles, number one for trade tilers across Australia. Conditions apply.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Hello, and welcome to the new Chemist Warehouse store in Werribee. Everything you need is now just around the corner. From vitamins, skincare, haircare, cosmetics, baby care, sports nutrition and fragrances. You'll be happy to know we're also a full-service pharmacy. Here to fill out your prescriptions, work cover accounts, blood pressure checks and Webster packing. Head to 69 to 71 Wharton Street, Werribee today for your favourite big brands and even bigger savings. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Does your to-do list live rent-free in your head? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. From steaming carpets to moving house to hanging paintings to painting chicken coops. Get more done with Airtasker.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. A 50-cent soft serve, $2 apple pies and $3.50 chicken and cheeseburgers. Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes McDelivery.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
As part of Victoria's big build,
we're building the Westgate Tunnel, an alternative to the Westgate Bridge. New lanes are open on the Westgate Freeway, work is underway on the road tunnel, and we're building better connections for faster journeys from the west to the city. Footscray Road Citybound and the Westgate Freeway ramp to Williamstown Road will be closed from October to mid-November. Avoid delays and check before you travel at bigbuild.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
You're listening to my new song right here on Kiss.
Traffic dies.
This morning here at Kiss FM, you're on the air. Kyle and Jackie O.
Scam, devise another plan. Go.
I do love a scam, in all honesty. I'm a scam fan.
Everyone loves to hear about a scam
if
going.
You can make a dollar or 50 or a million in this guy's case, or over $1 million in Dan Saunders' case.
This is an incredible story. We're about to talk to Dan. He has a podcast, The Glitch, which is now on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Now, what a wonderful story this is.
But not so wonderful in the end. Tell us, like, you had your ATM card. What time of day was this when you first realised there was a glitch and you could get out more money than you had in your account?
Yeah, well, long story short, I was a little bit tipsy and it was about 11 past 12 at night that I could basically transfer millions of dollars into my account.
Oh, so did you have to go to the ATM?
Yeah, so I did it via the ATM.
How on earth did you discover this? By accident or what happened?
I was just sort of out drinking and, just sort of passed by the ATM and, I just basically started pressing buttons. Because earlier in the night I'd been run out of money for a shout.
So you knew you had no money?
Yeah, well, yeah. I tried to transfer $200 from my credit card to my savings account.
Right. Okay. So this is why you were in a different sort of system, not just the PIN number system.
No. So it was.
Were you trying to get some whore money?
He needed to buy the next round, didn't you? Listen.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I knew he said that, but I wasn't sure.
It was in a country town, Wangaratta, so there wasn't really any place to spend any money that point. I was sort of just pressing buttons, but I realized I could transfer, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars at a time, and that would land in the account.
But
and
you didn't,
then stay
you didn't
there.
Have hundreds of thousands in the other
no,
account.
No.
So clearly, that's something. And when you did, you hit the wrong amount of buttons, and then it just transferred.
Well, basically, I started with 200, right?
Yeah.
And then it said transaction cancelled, and the card came out, and I thought that's weird. So I went in to check the balance, and there was the 200 in the account. So I was like, okay, well, now I'll try another 200. It happened over like a little bit of time. It wasn't just all at once.
Did you feel very naughty during, you felt naughty
well,
doing
well, it? Was, yeah, it was you exciting. Good, and yeah. It was, yeah, yeah.
What was the big amount that you, the first big amount?
Yeah, so I could transfer up to $999,000 at a time. So basically, I transferred $900,000, then $900,000 was in my account. Then I transferred another $900,000, $1.8 million, $2.7 million.
It's like $1 million in my
account. Yeah, well, that's sort of why I couldn't walk away from it, because it was more the journey of it, really. I mean, it wasn't really.
And what did
really
you spend that on? Tell us some of the great things you spent that money on.
Just some real cringy stuff at times.
Like what?
I don't know, in the height of it, we just had hotel rooms all around the country and we were just flying around in private jets and stuff.
Oh, you were living large.
Yeah.
What was the total amount that you ended up transferring?
I transferred heaps, but I think I spent about $1.6 million.
And you still
so how much would you have transferred? Because like you just said 2.6 or something.
Was it
further than that?
A lot of money.
Wow.
Holy shit. And you spent $1.6 on like just all crazy stuff, like partying. Yeah.
But then the money was there. So you
drugs?
Go into...
Any drugs?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
You go into phone banking or internet banking and then transfer the money anywhere in the world. Like, if I walked into the bank said, hey, can I have $100,000? They just gave it to me.
Wow.
They actually
they looked
the
in, you, in your system. There it is.
Yeah.
Why did you dob yourself in? Were you just thinking, oh, one stage it's all going to come crumbling down?
Well, I remember I got together with a lady afterwards.
Romantic?
Romantic.
Smashing it. Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah. And basically there was a point I was looking at her and I was like, in 2 years' time, if we've got a child or we've, you know, built a life together,
you romanticize these people the future.
These people can just knock on the door
and your whole life
it's all over. So I thought,
are you still with that girl?
No, not anymore.
Oh, brother. He threw it all away over a chick he's not even with.
Oh, is that
one beautiful thing? Hindsight's beautiful.
It is.
What, did she not stick around after all of this went down and you got arrested? Is that why?
Look, it's pretty confronting for people
when you're sitting in the private jet with the man of your dreams,
and then he gets arrested.
By the way, I'm handing myself into a current affair, and all this goes. That's quite the shock for a woman to get over.
But why? Yeah, I guess the banks were on to you. Let's play this a current affair thing you were saying.
Here's Tracy when Dan handed himself in. And then the cops show up with the handcuffs.
In an exclusive interview, Saunders admitted taking more than $1 million from one of our biggest banks. Just a few hours ago, Victoria Police arrested Dan Saunders in Melbourne.
Are you under arrest?
Yep.
No worries. You're taking the legal papers now.
Yep.
You understand those rights?
Yep.
Detectives have charged Saunders with 111 fraud and theft offences.
Wow. Oh, how long did you go to jail for?
Well, that's the thing. These are, you know, so it was a bit of a setup from Current Affair. Like,
really?
They, you know, they basically just lied to you.
Current Affair, so you didn't know the cops were going to be there? Tell me what happened
with the Current Affair.
I went forward. I, sort of filmed with them for the week. I told them the whole story. I thought they were going to, you know, sort of give some sort of balance to it a little bit, you know, like I knew I'd done the wrong thing. I was, you know, I was sort of confessing to it. And, you know, they sort of made it look like I was on the run. afterwards and stuff, you know, like.
So they didn't tell the true story. They even exaggerated this amazing story.
Well, just basically lied straight up. I mean, there was no need for it. But
that sounded like Channel 9 to me.
Yeah, right.
So are you with, how long were you in the clink for?
1 year.
1 year.
Why didn't you just bury money?
Yeah. Well, you know, like, because it's probably not the spot to bring it up if I did.
Yeah.
But you know, like, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Listen, are you right there?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay. Jackie just realised the guy might be sitting on the floor.
Too. Yeah, I'm just thinking that.
And she thought he's pretty handsome too.
Yeah, he's a catch.
Hey there, what a story. And you got the iHeartRadio podcast. What's it called on there?
The glitch.
I've seen that. It's got the money and the green thing.
Yeah. The reason I want to do it is because a guy from Hollywood, like quite a famous actor, rang me. Well, first he emailed me, and I thought it was my mate doing a bit of Tinder swindler work.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a bit of fake email.
And someone's interested in the story?
But I sort of wrote back to the email. Yeah. I said, oh, yeah, sure, you know, that'd be great. Because I recognise the name. And I was like, oh, well, that'd be great. Let's set up a Zoom.
Yeah.
And then the guy comes on Zoom.
And you were like, holy shit, that's the guy? You knew who it was?
Yeah, I knew who it was.
Famous. Wait, it's a famous person?
Pretty famous, yeah. Yeah.
Like Australian?
Not so much in Australia, more in the US.
Hey?
Yeah, right. More in the US. But basically, yeah, he sort of gets on the Zoom and I'm like, this would have cost him a bit of cash on Cameo to get this done. You know? So I was like, maybe I'll start.
So, are they thinking of putting this into a movie?
Yeah, I don't mind telling you who it is. It's Cousin Greg from Succession.
I love Greg from Succession.
He'd be so good playing
whether he decides not to, it's completely. And that's why I wanted to do the podcast, because it was like, if I don't have
ownership of the story,
well, not really the ownership, but more the, like, just the telling of the story, then it's going to all probably get distorted down the track.
That's so
I just wanted to have, you know, I can sort of refer and go, hey, have you listened to the Glitch podcast?
Wow.
That's exactly
okay,
how it
right.
happened.
So this guy's no fool. Was there group sex?
Oh, look, there
was, wasn't there?
There's plenty of stuff. Like, I could tell you some cringy story. You want to hear a cringy story?
Yeah.
Like,
I'd love to hear a cringy story.
You probably won't have to use
it. Get rid of the next ad break. The next ad break's cancelled. We're going to hear the filth story instead.
All right, so basically, we've got a mate named Tom, right? So Tom is married, and he didn't want to cheat on his wife.
Right, so what a good bloke.
He's a good bloke, real good bloke. So he discovered that his favourite thing in the world was paying women to kiss. Right, so he'd basically just conjure up these deals. Like, we'd be in the bar and we'd all be drinking and having a good time. And then Tom would roll in and go, hey, Dan, I need 600. I've got two taken.
Oh, that's right, because you were paying all the money.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, all right.
So he's brokering deals with the lady.
Yeah, he's walking around the bar, just like, you know, some sort of fetish he had.
Right.
But he used to do it all the time. Like, it got out of hand. I used to have to say, hey,
there could be people listening now
on.
That have actually made money
absolutely.
Off you.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Sorry,
and they
actually?
Sent this guy to jail. He should have a ticker tape parade in every city thrown for him, not going to jail. I thought I had a real scam going. I had a scam with one of my unnamed cousins that worked for an unnamed bank.
Yeah.
And that he was on call if the ATM would break down or run out of money.
Uh-huh.
And you'd make quite good money as the bank employee. You'd have to run out there and restock the ATMs.
Yeah.
So we would go and shove paddle pop sticks into the card dispenser and snap them off.
Yeah.
So people would try and get money out and
they
the thing
couldn't.
Wouldn't work. The alert would go off. He'd get $500 bonus. And we'd go off and we'd just empty the sticks out and then we'd take that money straight to the casino. Pah, a few girls.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You know? Bit of a scam going.
I feel like I'm such a loser with your scam.
You know how people have vending machine scams where they like, there's a code or there's something you can do to get like free Kit Kats? I know that doesn't compare to
Jesus,
your story.
That's right. That's quite the drop off from where we were.
I'm thinking more like less scams that are going to end you up in jail, maybe more scams that are just like,
you enjoy
a
free Kit Kat. Loophole.
Yes, a little loophole in your life.
Yeah, Dan,
it's a safe loophole as well.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, we don't want jail. We don't want people going to jail. All right, well, go and listen to that. It is Dan's podcast, The Glitch, now on your iHeartRadio app.
Wow. Man, nice to meet you. Fascinating story.
Kyle and Jackie O.
With the world's biggest stars.
Miss the absolutely legendary. legendary Dua Lipa hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O live in Vegas.
How good are you? I've seen you live before. We love the records. You're back for a tour.
It's wonderful. The response and the support has been so amazing. It makes me very, very excited to come back. Watch me
dance. Grab the full chat with Dua Lipa on iHeart right now.
Kiss.
Daily Mail Australia. Everything you need to know now.
Straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m, we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Oz.
That's right, Woods. It's going to be the biggest show you'll see all year, and you guys actually won't pay a cent.
My parents are going to that concert over my recovery from my wedding. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply.
Mimosa Homes.
Meerkat Motivationals with Alexander and Sergey.
Ah, Bill, doing the shopping?
Yeah, out of milk.
Tell me, would you buy 20 litres?
Course not.
But you like wasting money.
What?
You have health insurance that covers pregnancy.
Really? On my gold cover?
Ask yourself, is it overkill, Bill? Wake up to waste! Switching health insurance is easy. Visit Compare the Market to see the range of brands and products we compare. Or call 13 32 32. Simples.
Is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or that end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
Get Nicorette Quick Mist for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Relieve nicotine cravings fast and give more power to your willpower. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Stop smoking aid. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
As part of Victoria's big build, we're building North East Link. We're also upgrading the Eastern Freeway and completing the M80 Ring Road, making travelling around Melbourne quicker and safer. As we bring the pieces together, buses replace trains on sections of the Hurstbridge line from the 5th to the 24th of October. Avoid delays and check before you travel at bigbuild.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
You're only a what-if away from...
Mates Rights!
As our mate, you get access to discounts like 10% or more off select hotels around Oz and beyond. Find out more on the What If app. What If? It's Aussie for travel.
That's a window getting pummeled by every element Mother Nature can throw at it. But thanks to Selly 650 FC adhesive sealant around the frame, they don't stand a chance. Made for the toughest jobs. If it's Selly's, it works.
Stuck in traffic? Relieve nicotine cravings fast with Nicorette Quick Mist. Nicorette Quick Mist Smart Track comes with a connected tracking app so you can track your progress. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Stop smoking aid.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
Jax, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance sold with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which may work out perfectly if you need to leave fast later on. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
Today the air crew is returning a crash from the Monash outbound just after High Street. The right-hand lane closed. Speeds down to 40, but amazingly, inbound delays most affected. Everyone sorrying for look. Delays back to Stud Road. You can take the Princess Highway instead. Brake lights elsewhere for the Hume Freeway inbound from O'Hearn Drive past Cooper Street, the Caldas Building, from Sunshine Avenue to Green Gully Road. Slowing to the Westgate inbound from the Princess Freeway to around Williamstown Road. Slow down for a speed trap today. Browns Road, Cranbourne South. Uncover Asia's best kept secrets. Fly direct from Melbourne to Kuala Lumpur from only $339. Visit airasia.com and book now to go somewhere different. T's and C's apply. For KissCast, cloudy, a top of 23 today, right now 10 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together, first with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh. As Australia's number one dishwashing liquid, one squirt is enough to ensure sparkling clean dishes first time, every time.
Kiss 101.1.
A Carlton champion takes home Charlie. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, Patrick Cripps has won his second Brownlow medal. The Carlton skipper polled a record 45 votes last night to take out the award ahead of Collingwood's Nick Dacos. Port Adelaide midfielder Zach Butters finished third. There are reports of a man found with stab wounds in Geelong. Police were called to Irwin Court in Whittington at around 7:30 last night. The man was taken to hospital in a serious condition. Ambulance Victoria will put a new pay deal to its members today in the long-running stoush with the Allan government. Most paramedics will receive a 17% rise over 4 years, 20% for experienced members. Two teenagers and an 11-year-old boy have been injured, one critically, after an allegedly stolen car collided with a truck in Shepparton. Police are appealing for witnesses. And another anxious wait for homeowners today, with the Reserve Bank meeting to make a call on interest rates. Most economists are predicting the board won't follow the lead of central banks in the US, Canada and Europe, who have cut the cash rate. Your sport check in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Melbourne Storm is urging Victorian AFL fans to get behind the club in the lead up to the NRL decider. With two interstate teams to play off in the grand final at the MCG, the Storm play host to the Sydney Roosters in their grand final qualifier at Amy Park. Storm owner Matt Tripp says it's the perfect opportunity to get on board. The Kiss cast is up next.
Luke Combs is coming back to Melbourne, playing Marvel Stadium February 7 and 8. Bootleggers and Frontier members get your tickets early. All other tickets on sale tomorrow at 2 p.m. See frontiertouring.com.
Cloudy with chance of showers tonight, a top of 23 degrees. Tomorrow, rain easing and 15, then a shower or two on Thursday. Right now in Werribee, it's 11. In Dandenong, it's 10. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Only on Kiss.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. And I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I've got to just pretend.
Understood, but at least I look there. pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
Ariana Grande this morning here at Kiss FM. Kyle, Jackie, morning. And welcome to Only Lying, making a return to the Kyle and Jackie O Show. Shana is our little participant today. Shana's going to ring up her sister-in-law and do an Only Lying on her because the sister-in-law is getting married.
Yep.
Shana's the matron of honour. Shana's got the dress. Shana, this is so far right on track. This is the plan, right?
Hey guys, yeah, that's the plan. I'm so scared to call her, but she's going to kill me.
So is she a calm, rational woman, or is she a clicker? Or how do you think it's going to go?
She's definitely not calm. She's definitely a clicker. So I think, she's going to want to kill me, to be honest.
So Jackie said you're going to make out you tried on the wedding dress and littered it with all your fake tan. And pretty much the dress is going to be ruined.
Yeah.
That's the premise.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
shall we just get this show on the road?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll
good
dial
luck.
Her up, here we go. And then it's all up to you. Shh, quiet now.
Hello? Hey, can you hear me? Yeah, your number's on private. Oh, is it? I was using it for work. I forgot to put it back. Are you driving? Nah, I just parked. Hi, what's up? Oh, I need to tell you something. I'm so scared. Like, I don't know how you're going to react. What? All right, just try and relax, okay? Like, when I tell you, just let me explain, and then... My heart is pumping. What? Okay, so you know how your wedding dress is at my house? Yeah? Well, I may have accidentally got a little bit of fake tan on it.